Hey guys, how are you? I hope you're feeling good right now, and let's begin with this discussion challenge. Okay, let's go. And I wish in the future I have a good family just like now, and a lot of pleasures and a friendship and patronage, and and healthy and health, a very healthy family. Myself, about myself, I wanna have a good body, and just in the, for example, in my 50 or 60 or even 70. That I could work my best, my assignments, my jobs, my works, without any problem about and from my body, because nowadays the technology hurts our body and causes us sedentary, unfortunately. And I wanna bring exercise in the future, in the early future, of course, in my plan, in my life, like going gym and maybe learn the something action sport, because I think it's especially necessary, and especially for men, it's necessary. Sometimes you need to fight to advocate your rights, with enough money that I won't need the people, because we can't trust, unfortunately, the people, every single person in our world. And without needing to anybody, I wanna have enough money from my work to have a good house. And my house, especially I want my house to has a library, a big library with tons of books on its shelves. It's very vital and crucial for me having having the library, because our house, this house that I'm living, is very, unfortunately, little. It's little, and I can't do my work very well, my researchers. And I wanna a library, especially the books about my major, and the library with a lot of, as I said, like a square that each wall contains of shelves, that these shelves contains a lot of books, and some table, an appropriate table to read on, to study on, and with some chair, the appropriate chair that reduce the hurting of the back, I mean the healthy chairs for studying. There are a lot of chairs, and for that job specifically. And yeah, I want that at the library. And in general, I want a life that when I in 60 or 70 or even 80, when I look back in my life, I want that life that I don't regret it. I say to myself, yeah, I live my potential life, and I very enjoyed this life, and I'm very happy and glad. Thanks God, not regretted. Oh, I had to do that or that. Yeah. And about the house, you know, I respect imagination. Maybe it's not possible nowadays, but I want to live in, you know, not in towns, in some cottage in the jungle, for example, in the forest, some cottage, some hut. I live there with myself and having meditation and silence and very calm living without annoying people and not getting annoyed by other people. And yeah, the cottage in the midst of the forest, and with that maybe a shore by the next to it, the shore, the sea or the river, the stream, and very fresh air, and you know, birds chanting, and it's very calm living, not in the crowded city. I want that. And maybe I will get married. I haven't made my mind to get married. Maybe I won't forever, because now, especially nowadays, economic problems, maybe somehow I lose my head. Don't be mad, ladies, in the forum, I just kidding. And get married, and I want the wife that will be very respectful person, and I will respect her, of course. It's mutual respect, and she helps me and I helps her as well, and we live very happily to each other forever, and with kids, with very cute babies, tiny babies. I want my babies to grow up very respectful and very honorable, and I want to proud of them, and I have to train them very well. Of course, I'm responsible about their lives. And my wife, I want my wife that is very good wife, and me, I want myself that to be a good husband, of course. And as I said, the cozy corner in the cottage of the midst of the jungle or forest, living there with my family. And you know, and about my career, I mean, as you might know, I'm studying theology of Islam especially, but I like other religion studies like Christianity and Judaism, these Abrahamic religions roots. As you know, I want to revolutionize the Islamic studying. You know, sometimes they call their people enlightenment people, or in Persian, no'andish. That maybe if they're very harsh, they are very harsh, they, you know, I don't know in the English, but in Persian, takfir them. Yeah, it's and against the conventional things and conventional conventional stuff from the religions. Sometimes they go against the conventional books of the Islam and criticize them from some points, and it's not very good for conventional Muslims and price, and they unfortunately, I don't know why, they won't bear and tolerate these people, these Roshan Fikr and Noandish people. I want to revolutionize because I have studied a little. I have to study a lot during 10 years at least. And 10,000 hours is that famous rule. Yeah, man. I want to revolutionize the studying the stuff of the religion and say new things that in the past never exist and never and no one says that. Maybe they are afraid, they were afraid, or maybe they didn't came to their mind. I wish I need the God's help. I wish maybe I will write an interpretation, I mean exegesis, on the holy books like Quran, all in the new way, of course, and some criticism things and some new days like hermeneutic, if you heard about that, I don't know, hermeneutic and some new studying that has appeared in the especially Western world, Western studies, and it belongs and it's related to the religion studies, especially studying and interpreting the holy books. I wish yeah. And this personal thing, and I heard your voice, the voice in this challenge, and it's mostly and personal and it's natural. But I want add some social thing. For example, I want to live in the future in the very liberal democratic government with freedom, especially in religions and in wants, in their wants, and I hope they will be free to their choices. Unfortunately, nowadays, you know that unfortunately this doesn't exist, unfortunately. Live, unfortunately, and in the future, but I wish that this government will appear and help people. I want to nobody suffer from economic problems and don't be ashamed of his family. I suffer myself. I suffer when I see people that are finding their foods in the rubbish, in the social rubbish that they put them in the rear of the alleys of the streets. I suffer and I don't like see these bad and negative things from my humankind, from my Iranian people. They have the same blood from somehow. I suffer too, and I see them, and I wish that I won't see them again in the future, in very freedom and democratic and government. I'm not saying from political things. I hate to talk about political argument. But yeah, let's change the idea and skip to the other idea of mine. And I wanna and it relates to the previous things that I said. I wanna have in the future a charity and participate in charities and help kids and I mean orphans especially and the poor families. I wish so. I wish so. And what else? Yeah, that's it, man. Thank you for listening. It lasted a little, and I hope this was good and you enjoy that. I hope so, and thank you for listening, and bye for now.